Good morning. Welcome to the Australian Daily Finance Briefing for Wednesday, the 2nd of September. My name's Nick here in Melbourne. Starting with ABS data release yesterday, we had the trade balance in the current account announced. The current account was a record positive number, $17.7 billion for the quarter ending in June, which sounds amazing. However, it's really driven by terrible news, and that's that we've had a plummeting imports and exports. However, the imports have dropped much quicker than exports, largely by the sort of positive demand for iron ore and high prices in that area. But particularly services have been really heavily hit, imports and exports, which will impact the eastern states a lot. Now, in terms of the numbers, exports dropped 6.7%. But then, you know, imports dropped by 12.9%, which is the biggest decline in 45 years. Yet again, another crazy big number we're just hearing all the time at the moment. Now, you know, these are obviously sort of, you know, numbers reflecting probably the most heavily hit quarter of the pandemic. But certainly, you know, it does not look good going into, you know, the current quarter. And it's, you know, a sign of, you know, nothing good out of a otherwise positive number. And moving to the RBA announcement yesterday, it was the first Tuesday of the month, so the interest rate announcement was released. No change there, as everyone was expecting. However, they did announce the extension of their term funding scheme, term funding facility, which is very much like the Bank of England's term funding scheme. And it basically allows the banks to sort of borrow money if they lend it out. So it means that they can borrow at a very low rate. It's 0.25% for 3 years. So they've extended the amount to which the banks can borrow, but also the period as to which they can draw down this facility. It's now been extended to the end of June next year. The Reserve Bank Governor also mentioned that it will not increase the cash rate target until progress is being made towards full employment, and it is confident that inflation will be sustainably within the 2-3% band. So it's sounding, you know, very similar to what we're hearing from the US Federal Reserve. Okay, moving on to the options market, and in the US, the website Zero Hedge has made an interesting article talking about a market-wide melt-up, and that's basically a positive feedback loop where rising prices drive more buying activity and drive that loop around and around. And at the source of this has been the options market, where there's been this really big buyer coming in and buying up a lot of short-dated call options, i.e. options that benefit from stock prices going up. And they've been buying it in the big tech names, so Adobe, Amazon, Facebook, Salesforce, Microsoft, Google, and Netflix. And they spent $1 billion on option premier with a notional of about $20 billion. And they say that that's some of the largest single stock flow they've seen in many years. Typically in August, it's a very quiet summer holiday month where people aren't around, and the typical option flow is around 4 million a day. So it's significantly higher. And this is putting a lot of pressure on the market. So you've got the options dealer desks, you know, selling these options, and then they're having to then hedge. Typically what they'll hedge through buying the index, typically NASDAQ, because it's reflective of the tech names. And what is happening is, you know, when there's a small sort of result announcement like what happened with Salesforce, it's causing the stocks to just shoot up. So Salesforce went up 26% with their result announcement, which is odd for such a huge company. And yeah, they're saying that what's happening is, you know, these call options are making the counterparties to the options, you know, heavily at risk. So they have to hedge their delta positions by buying the index, which, because the index is so concentrated, it then forces the price of the index up, which then, you know, makes these options more, you know, more in the money, on, you know, the risk higher on those. So it sort of goes on, so on and so forth. And that sort of, yeah, this circle is driving up prices to crazy levels. And, they're talking about, you know, this could add a lot to instability in the market going forward. Certainly a very interesting technical phenomenon going on, and it'd be interesting to see where this plays out. And moving to the markets now, the US has opened up for the day. It's up about 1.3% on the NASDAQ. That's driven by tech names, notably Zoom. Its earnings results were out, and its year-on-year revenue growth is 355%, and its stock price is up 44% as a result of that. So crazy news there. Apple's also up a bit, driving the market. They announced their intentions to sell 80 million of the new 5G capable iPhone 12s, which will be coming out in September, October. Here in Australia, we've got the GDP reading, which is not expected to look good. I think it's down, or the forecast is about a contraction of about 6% quarter on quarter, which, you know, is nasty. And that is your update for Wednesday. Have a great day. Thanks.
This podcast is for investment professionals only and should not be relied upon by private investors. The podcast is provided for informational purposes only and does not constitute financial advice. The values of investments can go up or down, so you may get back less than you initially invest.